Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton. Today, we will be commemorating the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord. While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the great feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, a devotion that goes back all the way to the early centuries of Catholicism. We know that Mount Carmel is very important. Even in the Old Testament, there's a tradition that speaks about Elijah's connection to this mountain, and the Carmelites themselves have been praying and living a life of hermitage on Mount Carmel since the 12th century. The Carmelites themselves are an order dedicated to fasting and prayer, specifically through contemplation. They spend hours every day reflecting on the sacred scriptures and interceding on behalf of the church for the salvation of souls and for the mission of those of us who are in active ministry. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, as well as the Carmelite order, is very popular for the brown scapular. This, of course, was given to St. Simon Stock on July 16, 1251, in a miraculous vision. When Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock, she was holding within her hands a brown scapular, which is a piece of cloth that goes over the front part of your torso and then also wraps around through the connection of another piece of cloth to your back. This originally was an instrument only given to Carmelites. It was a piece, an article of clothing symbolizing their consecration and their vows to Christ as well as Our Lady. Our Lady, when she appeared, promised that whoever wore this brown scapular with devotion and fulfilled their vows with piety would be saved from the fires of hell and enter into the heavenly kingdom. Originally, Our Lady gave the brown scapular only for those who were consecrated religious within the order of the Carmelites. However, as time went on, the Carmelites developed smaller versions of this brown scapular and started handing it out to lay men and women, so much so that it became a staple in personal piety as well as popular piety, even until this day. At this very moment, around my neck, I am wearing a brown scapular. I myself received an investiture of the brown scapular many years ago when I was a boy, and I wear it with a deep love for Our Lady as a symbol of my faith and confidence. It's not a ticket to heaven, per se, but what it is, on the deepest level, is a sign of my commitment to a life of holiness. It's a physical reminder as it touches my flesh, as I feel it pressed against my heart. It is a reminder of my love for Christ and my duties as a Christian disciple. This feast, as well as any Marian feast, is always a reminder for us as Catholics about the essential role that Mary plays in salvation. Devotion and love of Our Lady is a non-negotiable in Christianity. She is not just a commodity in the Christian message. She is not just a sidebar in the history of salvation. Our Blessed Mother, by the will of God, has been intrinsically inserted into the infrastructure of salvation. We see Jesus teach us this from the cross when at Calvary, he looks at our mother and he says, "Woman, behold your son," referring to John, one of the 12 apostles, aka one of the first bishops of the church. John's presence is symbolic of us. His presence at the foot of the cross represents all those Christians who are going to follow Christ because of the message and preaching of the 12 apostles. And this man is given to Mary. He's entrusted by our Savior into the arms of this woman so that she could truly be mother of the church. As von Balthasar, the great Swiss theologian, says so beautifully, that in the person of John, all of Jesus' disciples are inserted into the Immaculate Heart of Mary. They're given to Mary, they're entrusted to she who incarnates, who is physically representative of the church. She who was the first one to believe in her son and his message of salvation. She who at the words of the angels said, yes, yes, I will do God's will. Yes, I will be obedient to what the Father asks me. And as such becomes the most premier example of Christian discipleship. So as we celebrate this wonderful feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, firstly, I invite all of you who are listening to really discern a devotion to the brown scapular. It's a wonderful Catholic tradition, and for those of you who do not possess one or have not yet had the privilege of having an investiture with a brown scapular, you can get them very affordably online, and to take them to a priest with proper prayers, which you can also print online, and have him invest this brown scapular on you as a sign of your devotion, as a sign of your love for Our Lady, and as a sign of your deep desire to follow Christ and to be his disciple. And on a much more important note, I encourage all of you to grow in a deep devotion of our Blessed Mother. Marian feasts are always a challenge for us to question our relationship with Our Lady. How can we who call ourselves Christians not love the woman who Christ loved? Before all others, Jesus gazes upon the eyes of this woman and says, "Will you be my mother?" It's the only time in history, the Annunciation, when the child chose the mother. Every other child that's been born, myself included, we did not choose ourselves. Our mothers and our fathers chose to have us. But yet, Jesus chose his mother. He existed before he was conceived in the womb of Mary. And it was he who looked upon this woman and found her to be blessed among all women. And for that reason, all generations will honor and love her. So let us join the great ranks of St. Simon Stock, St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, St. Thérèse of Lisieux, these wonderful Carmelites, and ask for their intercession so we may grow in a deep love of Our Lady, but also so that we might, through her Immaculate Heart, grow in a deep, adoring, majestic love of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.